Hello everybody, I also made this video yesterday. It was the anniversary of the accession of Queen Elizabeth II, who became Queen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, the Union of South Africa, Pakistan, Australia, New Zealand, the Solomon Islands, the Dominion of Canada, where am I so forgetting, in those days, Ceylon, and not just that, the United Kingdom's realms and possessions and other territories under her appertaining and so forth, defender of the faith, head of the Commonwealth. It was on the 6th of February 1952 that her father was found dead in bed by his butler and his estate in Sandringham, Norfolk. So he'd been seriously ill for several years. The strain of the Second World War told on him. One thing about the royal family is they're almost all slim. He was gaunt. As Winston Churchill, Prime Minister at the time, said that the king walked with death as though with a friend. He had lung cancer. Okay, he was a chain smoker. Almost everybody was in those days. He used to lose feeling in his leg, poor circulation, have to tap it and so on. That you can see the king's speech, which came out about him in about 2010 with Colin Firth in the title role. The only thing Colin Firth is fuller figure than George VI. But apart from that, he's apt from the role, playing someone who's uptight, a bit highly strung, reserved, melancholic, humorless. And that's what George VI was, because George VI suffered a severe speech impediment. In those days, the media was completely deferential, but these days it'd be absolutely ridiculed, laughed to scorn. Anyway, so he died there at the age of 57, and his body brought down by train to Norfolk, obviously the state funeral. So Elizabeth II, then the Princess of Wales, she was in Kenya, I was about to say on holiday, but on part of a tour of the Commonwealth. The empire is being transformed into the Commonwealth. Kenya was a British crown colony. And at the time, many people assumed that the British Empire had a long way yet to go. India had gone independent, with it Pakistan, which in those days included Bangladesh, Ceylon, Malaya, to become Malaysia, was on its way, was going to go independent in 1957. But they thought that those were exceptions. The British Empire would carry on for at least a century, particularly in Africa. Actually, in most cases, had only 10 years left to go. So this is the first leg of her tour of the Commonwealth, when she was asleep, when the news was broken to her husband, Prince Philip, was a prince of Denmark and Greece. So her second cousin, once removed, he broke the news to her that her father had died. Now, apparently she'd flown out with mourning clothes because they knew there was quite a chance she'd be called back for this. So they then flew back to London, greeted by the Prime Minister and then the leader of Her Majesty's most loyal opposition, Clement Attlee, the Labour MP. There are others who said, no, the plane landed and someone boarded the plane with mourning dress for them to don, so they came off and they were all in full mourning, all the ladies wearing veils and so on. So she was queen straight away there at the age of, was it 25? And so they had to hold the funeral with the greatest of pomp and circumstance. And after the solemn obsequies for George VI, he was interred in the crypt under St. George's Chapel, Windsor. The public is not allowed to see. So the royal family, they have to do so much in public, they can at least grieve in private. So the Queen Mother, Elizabeth II's mother, was also named Elizabeth. And thereafter, she was known as Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, to avoid confusion with her daughter, Elizabeth II. And so Prince Charles, that's Elizabeth II's eldest son, he's now King Charles III. There he was, remained as a Prince Charles for the time being. He was the Duke of Cornwall, the Duke of Rothesay, and so forth. He wasn't elevated to be Prince of Wales as investiture, age 20 at Caernarfon Castle in the summer of 1969, because the Prince of Wales isn't automatic. They wait some time. Elizabeth II had been Princess of Wales. She'd been heiress presumptive, not heiress apparent, because until the moment of her father's death, it was just possible her mother would be delivered of a boy. I mean, by the time George VI died, Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, was 51. So I think it was highly unlikely there was going to be any more parturition. Okay, so that was the accession of Elizabeth II. And the coronation, they said, well, we can't rush it in the summer of 1952. We need to plan it, invite all the crowned heads of Europe and beyond, and various presidents and prime ministers. So they've got to find a day in their calendar. We won't do it summer 1952. We'll do it summer 1953. Moreover, there'll be a decent period of mourning. well, I mean, several months, maybe not enough. They pushed on until June 1953, plenty of time to organize it. The trouble about that is, although it was in June and they picked one of the days which historically was least likely to rain, the heavens opened and there was a downpour that day. Nevertheless, they went ahead with it. Very sad for a Dord father. She and the Duke of Edinburgh were hoping for more time with their children. I hope William isn't put in the same position, as in what, dying young or what, or going away. And and then after that coronation in June 1953, Elizabeth II and her husband, Prince Philip, who'd been ennobled as the Duke of Edinburgh on his wedding day in September 1947, they went off on that Commonwealth tour that they had to cut short a year and a half earlier. And when they came back after several months, just for Remembrance Day 1953, for the wreath laying at the cenotaph, Prince Charles, he famously, notoriously greeted her with a handshake, not a hug, when he met her at the railway station. Then they'd come back by ship, the Royal Yacht, HMS Britannia, to Southampton, perhaps, and then train to Victoria Station. So he was like, oh my God, it's so stiff and formal, so starchy, so cold and unemotional. One thing about the coronation, it was incredibly glamorous. It was a splash of color in an otherwise very monochromatic world. The United Kingdom was still recovering from the Second World War. 1953, there were still plenty of bomb sites. London, even the last of them, weren't cleared up till 20 years after the Second World War. Rationing was still being phased out. When people went to purchase items, they not only had to hand over the money, they had ration books. They had to tear off a little paper token and hand over this many eggs, how much in terms of vegetables, fruit, meat, butter, you know, everything. There'd been clothing coupons, a pair of socks is one coupon, an overcoat might be 50 coupons or whatever. Petrol was rationed, but gradually more and more items came off the ration. Bread was never rationed at the Second World War because that was so plentiful. But the situation got so bad under the Labour government right after the war, they had to introduce bread rationing. But so fewer and fewer items were rationed in 1953. The last thing to be rationed was coal, which came off the ration in 1958, which says a lot about the inefficacy of coal mining when the trade unions had a stranglehold on it. So that is Elizabeth II taking over for the longest reign in British history, methinks the longest reign in world history. How long was it? Was it 70 years? And of course, she was summoned to her award on the 8th September 2022. And I told my pupils that day, she could die any day. She could die today. I've been saying that for months because everybody knew she was very ill. She was stricken with bone cancer, apparently. That's why she had mobility problems. Not unusual at the age of, what was it, 96 when she died. That's why using a wheelchair in private, saving her strength, only appearing in public when she was able to, even her own Platinum Jubilee celebrations. They say the assumption is she won't come. And occasionally she surprised us by turning up. They said that she stopped treatment several months before she died. Anyway, thank you for watching my video. Chance to remember Elizabeth of that name the second. Toodaloo.